So we are doing Vayera Aleph in Chelek Yud. And if somebody could post it in the chat group for anybody who doesn't have the Sikha yet. You don't need a Chumash. It's more conceptual than it is a technical treatment of a Rashi. Amru Razal. Our Chachamim told us, Gemara Vaydazara, Shesefer Bereishis Nikra B'Shem Sefer HaYashar, that Bereishis is referred to as the book of the upright ones. Lefi Sheze Sefer Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Shenikru Yesharim, because it is a sefer that primarily, or in greatest measure, focuses on Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, who are called the upright ones. Omnam, however, Av Sheze Sefer Bereishis B'Chlaluso Nikra Al Shem Kol Shloshes Abos, even though in general, Sefer Bereishis, in most general manner, is called Sefer HaYashar because of the three avos. Dahaynu shekol kulo shel Sefer HaYashar mishtayech bepnimiyoso legimol hayisharim kulam, because the content of the Sefer mostly relates essentially to these three upright ones. Harei bepratiyos, but more specifically, yesh bo parshiyos shamedubar ikri hagoloi bahen hu be'echad mishleishes avos biyichud. But still in all, every parsha in more detail speaks specifically and mainly about one of the three avos, most manifest form. Vehine haparshia shekol teichanan misyaches lavram b'miuchad. So the parshias that in their content in their entirety focuses on Avram specifically, hein parshias lech lecha or parshias vayera. Are these two parshias, the one that we did last week and the one that we're going to do this week, Lech Lecha and Vayera? Umizeh shenech leku lebeis parshias. And from the fact that there are two parshias, that the story regarding Avraham, the narrative regarding Avraham, is divided into two parshias. Im heyesh shtehen in yonam echad. Although both are focusing on the same person, so it's the same inyan, Avraham Avinu, Hari Mukhrach, so we learn from this, we're forced to say, Shebahen misba'atai shtei parshis v'sugim binyonai umalase shel Avraham Avinu. So therefore, this teaches us that each one of these parshas is actually focusing and expressing a different facet of Avraham's gestalt, a different category relative to the overall content and superiority that was Avraham Avinu. Because we started late, I'm going to pass on the footnote, but if you have time to look at footnote 4, it's very, very interesting. Okay. And because the main superlative quality of Avraham Avinu is the service of Hashem, so therefore, the two parshias are two different categories, two different levels of Avraham Avinu's superior Avodas Hashem. Umizeh shahefer shebein shtei ha-madregas, shtei ha-parshias shel Avraham Avinu, yesh lahavi mishnei ha-shemais shel parshias elu. So one of the recurring themes is that the Rebbe tells us that that the name of the parsha is not happenstance. It's not just because it's the first word or the second word of the parsha, but it has an integral and inherent connection to, and it encompasses and encapsulates the content of the parsha. So the Rebbe says that the difference between these two madrigas and Avraham Avinu's Avodas Hashem can be understood from the names that are given to these two parshas. Dehari shmo shel haparsha mirameis umechiach al teichana. Kimivor kam apamim. The Rebbe says, as I have explained many times, the name of the parsha alludes to and gives us an understanding of what the content of the parsha is. Vehine, hachiluk ha'ikri. The main difference b'teichen ba'alase shel Avram regarding the greatness of Avram that is expressed in Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera is the following. The Parshas Lech Lecha ha-medubar hu b'madregas Avram Avinu k'maysha ha-yakoidem he-kansu b'vris ha-mila. Parshas Lech Lecha speaks of Avram and his level as he was before he entered into the covenant of Mila, the covenant of circumcision with Hashem. V'rak b'seifa, it's just at the end of Lech Lecha, mesupar ech shenitzdava me'ez Hashem limoel es atzmei v'ez b'nei b'sei v'shachein asa. At the end of the parsha, it speaks of the commandment of Hashem to him to circumcise himself and circumcise all the members of his household, and that he did such. U'b'parshas v'yera, but when we get to Parshas Vayera, Midubar b'Avram Avinu l'achrezer, we now meet a new Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, as he is after the Bris Mila, Shekvar Ki Mrs. Mila, after he did the Bris, the Hefrizer, and this very big difference, Nirmas Gam b'Shmaisehen Lech Lecha and Vayera. And this very important distinction is alluded to in the names Lech Lecha as opposed to Vayera. Beis, where in Seif Beis of the Sicha on Vayera, the first Sicha in Chelek Yud. Isa B'Zohar, the Zohar teaches, Da'at Sheli Nimal Avram Avinu, Haisa Dargas Nivu'asei Befchinas Haya Dvar Hashem El Avraham B'machazeh. The Zohar teaches that until Avram Avinu was circumcised, he was in the he was on the level of receiving nevuah, of receiving prophecy from Hashem, in what's called a machazeh, a vision. So the word of God came to him in a vision. Masha enkein bizman shel achra himalei, but after he was circumcised, ksiv it says vayera elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to him. And the Zohar says, Shehi darga nalis yeser. This is a much higher level than a machazeh. And the Zohar continues and says, Bahatam al zeh mevor sham. And the reason for this is explained. Lefi shemalache hasharis, because angels, enam niskokim b'loshon targum. They don't pay attention to, or they don't understand any languages. If you look in the Gemara over there, it's talking about a person that prays, and it says that the malachim don't, and they want the help of the malachim. The malachim can't understand Aramaic. According to other opinions, they can't understand any other language except for Lashon HaKodesh. V'lachin, ad shenimol, hayahagiloi ela b'fchinas machazeh. So there's a connection between Targum and machazeh, meaning, and the Rebbe is soon going to talk about this, that there's an essential language called Lashon HaKodesh, and then there are all the other languages. The Malachim don't speak any other languages, or they don't pay attention to other languages. So therefore, Lachain, Ad Shanimal Hayagilu Yila B'Chinas Machazeh, Shuhu Lashon Targum. So until Avram was circumcised, Hashem would appear to him in a Machazeh, which is correlated with the idea of not speaking clearly in Lashon HaKodesh, but speaking in a way that's cloaked in a different language. In other words, it's not a clear vision of Hashem. It's some kind of vision that's kind of obfuscated. Kidei shelo yiyya pischon pele malachi hashari shekodesh baruch hu mitkalel adam she'enu mahul. It, because they don't pay attention to this or they can't understand this, therefore the malachim would not be able to open their mouths, as it were, to God and say, hey, God, why are you revealing yourself to a person who is uncircumcised? Avala achashamal, but after he was circumcised, she'en lehem od pischam peh, then they wouldn't be able to come with this complaint. Nizgala ila b'fchinas bayera, b'lashon HaKodesh. Hashem appeared to him in a completely different type of appearance, B'Lashon HaKodesh, in the primary language, in the original language, in the only language that is actually a language, we'll soon discuss that, Hamayra Amadrege El Yoni Yuser, and this speaks to a much higher level. So the Rebbe says, V'yesh lahakshes, but we have to ask, Mimanav Sheikh, either way, Im Avram Avinu mitzad atzme hayiro'i gam kodem lachin legiloi hana'ala, if Avram Avinu, as a person by himself, was ra'oi, was deserving of Hashem appearing to him in the higher level, lama yigara chelka shel Avram Avinu hamagia lei mishum chashash shel kitrug hamalachim, then why should he not receive what he deserves simply because malachim will have a complaint? God has many ways to take care of things, many avenues, many conduits, and he could have taken care of obviating the complaints of the Malachim. Even if he would have appeared to Avraham Avinu in the way that Avraham Avinu was deserving of, Ofen Hanala, the higher level. So if Avraham Avinu deserves it, why should the complaint of Malachim be part of this equation? And if, on the other hand, because of who he was essentially, he was not deserving, Adayan, he was not yet deserving, to this revelation of prophecy on the higher level, then why do we have to resort to this reason and say that Hashem couldn't reveal himself to Avram on the highest level because the Malachim will have something to say? Because at that point, he wasn't yet deserving. So he's not deserving. What's it got to do with what the angels will complain? If he is deserving, then why do we have to pay attention to the angels? God could take care of them, could placate them in another way, or could reveal himself to Avraham Avinu in a way that won't bother them, or whatever it is. There are a lot of ways. But to say that Avraham Avinu's level of prophecy is contingent on the mood or the complaints of the Malachim, the Rebbe says, why should this be? Gibel. The Yuvonze will understand this, Bahaktim Hamavur Bitter, will understand this by looking at an idea that is explained in Terror. Shahefresh bin Lashon HaKodesh Lashon Targum, that the difference between Lashon HaKodesh and the Lashon Targum, which most specifically refers to Aramit, refers to Aramaic. But the Rebbe says, Vishar Haloshenis, and it also refers to all other languages, who bidugmas hahefresh bein avonim lilvenim, is the difference between rocks, stones, and brick. Even hibriya bidei shamayim, a stone is created by God. Ulevena nas is bidei adam, but bricks are made through the overtures of human beings. And in like fashion, we can understand the difference between Lashon HaKodesh and all other languages. And also, we understand the difference between the letters from which they are built. Osios HaTorah Nikros Avonim. The letters of the Torah are called stones. Ki HaTorah Hi Min HaShemayim. Because the Torah comes from heaven. Aval Osios HaLashonos HaUmos. But the letters of the other languages, Nikraim Levanim, they are called bricks. Shehin Muskamois al Yidei B'nei Adam Levad, because they are established and agreed upon by the people themselves. So let me just take a moment to explain this. So imagine if we learn every single week and we were learning in person, and when you came into the room, I would say to you, please take a tangerine, put your books on the banana. So the first week it would be very weird, but then you would just get used to this idiosyncrasy that in this class where we meet every week, we sit on tangerines, we put our books on bananas, and no violence would actually be done to the content of our shir, because language is arbitrary. It is, in general, language is arbitrary, as long as Shehi Muskomais Al Yudei B'nei Adam, as long as everybody agrees on those words, which is why we can have a word like pain. And in English, it means discomfort. And in France, it means bread. And as long as everybody understands the context, as long as everybody agrees on it, that's fine. Okay. So the Rebbe says there's nothing inherent in all other languages. They are levanim, they are made by the people involved in communicating via that language. And as long as everybody agrees upon it, we're good. And the Rebbe says, V'tachlis hakavona b'mtziyosan shel lashonos osyos ha'umos. And why did God, we just did this, you know, in Noyach, that there were all of a sudden there are all these languages generated, and why did Hashem generate all the or allow for the generation of so many languages? That this is part of the whole idea of making a dir lo yisbarach. It should happen also through the agency of various languages that will be refined and that will be elevated and will enter into the confines of Kedusha through their being used for holy things. Valpihanal. So according to what we've learned, Bizayhar, in the Zohar that we've referenced earlier about the angels, Yesh Leimar Shehefresh B'malas Avram Avinu Kedem Hamilul Achrezeh. So we might understand the difference in Avram Avinu's level before the Mila and after the Mila. Hu B'dugmas Achiluk Shebein Evin Lilvena is the difference between a rock, a stone, and a brick. Mivor Bekama Mekrimis is explained in many places. She'av she'kiem Avram Avinu kol ha'terekula, even though Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah she'loi nitna, even though it was not yet given. Mikol makom, higia oz b'avadasa b'malis ha'kedesh rak at she'yosh ha'nivroim. So this is a spectacularly important idea that the Rebbe is going to develop in this sicha, that even though Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs that would be given later, before they were given, but in doing so, he was only able to go to a certain point. He was only able to reach until Sheresh Hanivroim, the source of created ones. In other words, there's only a certain level to which a human being, no matter how spectacular and how exalted he or she might be, will be able to reach, because that is the boundary. We could only go that far, okay? So like when we look at the world and we say, Barabu Masecha Hashem, and we say, wow, God is so spectacular. But God is not about what God created. That's just the end of our horizon in terms of being able to understand Hashem. That's just Shoyrish Hanivraim, the root of created ones. Lefi, Shekol Avedosa Pelosa Hiya B'Koyach Atzmai, because everything that Avram Avinu did until that point was only with his own abilities, with his own Koyach, with his own capabilities. Belid Sivui Milmaila, it was without a commandment from above. In parentheses, Rebbe says, "Shazeu gam nesinas kayach." When Hashem gives us a commandment, that's also the strength. And ve'ein b'koicha shel nivra lahagia l'mayla mimkare. And a person cannot reach higher than his source. Shayrish hanivraim. So I don't usually do this, but I remember that Svi Freeman, who was just an amazing wordsmith and one of the most amazing expositors of Hasidus today. So in one of his books, he writes as follows: man on his own cannot reach higher than his own ego. He cannot break out of his own skin. He cannot lift himself up by pulling at his own hair. I think that's such a marvelous image. He cannot lift himself up by pulling at his own hair. So as much as you want to, you can't pull yourself higher than that. All of his achievements are tied to his own ego. All that he may comprehend is defined by his own subjective perception. He is a prisoner by virtue of existence. So God threw man a rope. He gave him tasks to fulfill, mitzvot, that are beyond his comprehension, thoughts to fathom that take him outside the hollow of his subjective universe. All that is needed is his willingness to leave himself. We are all prisoners, but we sit on the keys. I think that so beautifully encapsulates what the Rebbe is teaching us here. Okay, so Avraham Avinu was only able to go that far. Omnom. However, this was all until he fulfilled the mitzvah of Mila. She'ofen kiyumo shel kol haTorah hu ad shelo nitna ad shelo nitzdava b'tziva miyuchad. Because everything else that he kept of the Torah, like we said above, was until it was given by Hashem. And therefore, it only could take him until a certain level. Masha Enkin, in contradistinction, Kishen Itzdaba b'mitzvahs mila me'kadosh baruch hu, when he got the commandment concerning circumcision from God, she'betzivu zeh harei nitan lekoyach miyuchad mil maila. With this commandment, he was given a whole new level of strength that transcended him, that came from above. Lis alois ledargas bitul vis achdos emabayra. And through this, he was able to be elevated and then to obviate himself and then to abnegate himself and to subserviate himself and to become one with Hashem. who is the mitzvah hamitzvah, who is the commander of the commandment, ba'ofin nala yoser, in a much higher way. Lachain bekocha oz lahagia gam lemaila misharish hanivroim. And therefore, he had the strength to reach higher than the source of creations. Like we say in davening every morning, atahu atchelin nivroilam, atahu mishanivroilam. The fact that there is creation, the fact that there is a world that is in general chiseled out into a tiny aspect of the divine doesn't change Hashem. And until Avram got a mitzvah from the mitzvah, he was only able to go until, you know, that parameter, that border, which then later we can't trespass. We can't pass that border until Hashem throws us that rope, as it were, as Tzvi Friedman says. Yisera mizu, more than this. Lo zu bilvach al yidei mitzvahs mila nis'ala b'vidasa l'darga shehinalas b'ein arach l'gabe madrigas ha'kodemes. It's not only that through doing the mitzvah of mila, he was able to rise higher in his spiritual service to a level that was completely not, you know, relative to the level that he had before. It wasn't just that he went higher. It was just a completely new level. Ella Eitzes, but there's more. Sha'al yidei mitzvah zu, because through this mitzvah, nisbatla mitziusoi legamri, he as an existence was completely abnegated, v'nisachid, and he was able to join im habore, with his creator. And this is his achdus gemura. This is a complete union. She'ein kamaya v'dugmasa b'mitzvahs acheres. And this is a union that is not comparable to any other mitzvah. And this is going to take us back to last week's sicha. Here the Rebbe says, Isaiah said, encapsulate what we learned last week. What is so distinctive? What is the distinctive property or characteristic of mitzvahs mila? The haisa brisi bifsarchem. That this is something that is indelibly etched in the flesh. Hainu shagam bivasar hagashmi nirgash bitulel Hashem. That even in the physical flesh is felt the complete abnegation to Hashem, bisachdusaybay, and the way in which he unites with God. Mashalay matzinu b'mitzvah acheres. This is not something that we find in other mitzvahs. Nimsa. So this means, we find Shadargas Avedasa Shel Avram Kodem Shekiyim Mitzvahs Mila, that is level before Avram Avinu's level before he fulfilled this mitzvah, Shegia Barak At Sharish Hanivroim, through which he was only able to reach until the source of creation, of creations, Haisa Bidugmas Inin Levena. So this was like a brick that is manufactured by a human being. Bechol Goydil Malas Avedasa. As great as his service was, and he did such great service in rising, in raising himself and abnegating himself in higher and higher ways, but still in all, lo yatsa adayim migeder maase yidei adam. He was still in the category of something that is manufactured by the human being. He was not able to leave mitchum from the domain hanivroim v'sharsham. He was unable to leave the domain of creations and the source of creations. Masha enkin, but in contradistinction, la'achar shenimol, after he was circumcised, nis'ala b'avedasa l'darga shehi b'dugmas evin. Then he rose higher in a service that is more in kin, that is more correlated with evin, with a stone, which is Maase Yidei Shamayim, which is created by Hashem. Ki al yidei kiyum mitzvah zu, yatsa migidrei hanal. Through the agency of this mitzvah of Mila, he was able to leave the confines of the previous category, ad shenisbatel v'nisachid l'gamre im habore, until he was able to completely abnegate himself and thereby become one with his creator. Oz, Adam. And then his spiritual service comes into the category of Maase Yidei Shamayim, of what is done by heaven. it's a whole different category. Ubikecha lahagia lemaila misharish hanivraim. And through this, one is given the strength, one is infused with the strength to reach higher than the root of creation. Now, this was true with Avram Avinu, with Mila. But what's really important is for us to understand the sweeping grandeur of being able to do a mitzvah, of being able to rise above the level of Nivraim and reach this transcendent level of Maase Yedei Shamayim. So when people look at Jews and they're like, what's with these people? You know, we've spent so long trying to get rid of them and they're still around. You know, it's something that stymies historians and anthropologists and sociologists. You know, we don't fit any mold of how a nation, how a people acts in history. And it's this quality that's completely transcendent. And through this, we can understand what we spoke of earlier. Before Avram Avinu was circumcised, he was able to communicate with Hashem, and Hashem communicated with him in a vision. It wasn't a clear vision. The Rebbe is soon going to talk about his Paklaya Hameira. It wasn't a completely clear appearance of Hashem. It was Beloshen Targum. It was obfuscated. It was coached in a different language, as it were. Ki bedugmas levena. It was like a brick. In other words, when you use bricks or you use stones, let's not think about the aesthetics thereof because it's a different look, okay? But the efficacy of both is virtually the same. You could build a building out of stone. You could build a building out of bricks. So it appears to be that you're getting the same result, but you're not. It's completely different. One is a machazeh. One is the language of French, which is Ma'ase B'nei Adam. And one is Lashon HaKodesh. It comes from God. So everything that was happening with Avraham Avinu until he was circumcised was bedugmas targum. It was bedugmas levena. It was bedugmas machaze. It's all the same idea. It was not the essence. It was the essence filtered through some type of construa. Aval alidei mitzvas mila higia lefchinas vayera. But through being circumcised, Avram was able to reach the level of Vayera, Shehu Balashon HaKodesh. This is Hashem revealing himself fully and completely with no screen. Bidugmas ha'even shehi b'dei shamayim. Like the stone that is made b'dei shamayim through Hashem. Ve'inyan zeh, ma'shekodem himala higia Avram alefchinas b'machazeh. And this idea that Avram, until his circumcision, was only able to reach this idea of machazeh, of Hashem appearing to him in some kind of vision. But after the Mila, he was able to reach this level where Hashem appears to him fully, nothing being held back. It's not only that these two modalities of God appearing to him correlate with two different categories of his avoda, mif'as, which is the same word as mipnei, because dugmasam little vein of Evan, because one is like a levena, one is like a brick, meaning it's made by man. Everything that Avram Avinu did in all of its greatness and all of its superiority and all of its superlativeness was still just the result of what a human being is able to accomplish. But it's more than this. Elashagam teichnan hapnimi shall beis darkas elu. But it's also that the essential and innermost essence of these two categories, binivua, these two categories in Hashem giving prophecy, oila bekana echad beis hamadreges b'avodas Avraham. They correlate to two levels in Avraham Avinu's avoda. Dehine Amar Razal. Our sages taught, Kol Hanavim Nisnabu Bikoi. All of the Nevi'im prophesied with the modality of the word koi. So said Hashem. Koi Amar Hashem. So said Hashem. Moisef alei Moshe shenisnabi bazeh. But Moshe had something that the other Nevi'im didn't have, that he was able to give prophecy with bazeh, with this, as if to point at it. They were able to say, such is. And he was able to say, this is. V'achiluk b'neihem, the difference between them, mivuar, is explained. Zeh, the word zeh, meira al re'iyas ha-mehus. When you say zeh, and you're talking about a prophecy, this bespeaks a prophecy where you can see essence. Okay, marazal, and like our sages taught us, like the Gemara says in the end of Tainus, Mare be'etzboye shenemar zeh. He was able to point his finger and say this, like zeh keli v'anvehu. This is my God and I will adorn him. V'hu inyan shera baspaklarya hame'ira. This is the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see God through a crystal clear vision. Masha'en kein b'chinas koi. This is different from the whole modality of koi. Such who b'chinas espaklaria she'ena me'ira. The other prophets, the other Nevi'im, did not have the same level of crystal clear vision. Ve'en zera'iyas hamachus. They did not see the essence. They were able to speak about God, but they didn't experience God like Moshe did. And now we'll be able to understand the difference between machaze, vision, and vayera, God appearing to him. Vayera in yana re'ia. Vayera is all about seeing. Hainu ba'efen sheroya es havaya hanira elav. Re'ias hamachus. It's where you actually get to see the essence of Hashem. But in contradistinction, when you're talking about a machaze, even though it's a vision, like Chazon Yishayahu, let's say, which is all about seeing, in Yanai Re'iyah, generally speaking, a machaze, a chizayon, is about seeing, aval ein ze re'iyas hamahus ki'im targumei. You don't see the essence, you're seeing something, but it's still concealed. Like, you know, the famous pasuk, I think it's in Iyov, Mipsori echaze eloka. From my flesh, I can see God. Meaning, when I look at my body, I'm able to infer that there's a God that created it. The body is such a wondrous mechanism, Mipsori echaze eloka. But I'm not seeing God clearly. I'm able to understand, I'm able to intuit, I'm able to get to a point where what I'm seeing proves that there is a God, but I'm not seeing the essence of God. Ein zera'iyas hamahus kim targumei, still a concealed way. Its godliness as it appears when it's clothed and cloaked in forces that obfuscate it, like the whole world obfuscates its creator. Olam miloshon helam. Now, like we said above, shemacha zehu b'loshon targum. Haynu shaloshon hakodesh elokus. So loshon hakodesh, the language of God, godliness, turgama b'loshones acheres. It's translated it. It's muvenes alideshenis lapsha b'loshones acheres. It's understood through it being clothed in different languages. This is very reminiscent of Sichas, where the Rebbe spoke about the importance of translating the Tanya into different languages. The whole idea that Yiddishkeit was being espoused and expounded upon and explained in various languages, and the whole idea of l'cheyafutzu ma'inasecha chutza, that the wellsprings have to burst forth, and they have to be outside, everywhere, through the medium of various languages. Lachain, therefore, Kedim Shenimol, before Avram Avinu was circumcised, Kshalayhigi Avram Avinu Adayin Libris Olam Bifsachim, when he wasn't yet in that eternal covenant that is made in the flesh, in Melukos with godliness. B'meila loy zocha gamkin l'ri'yas ha'muchus va'etzem delukos. Then, therefore, he wasn't able, he didn't merit to see the essence of God. He only saw God in a vision. But afterwards, when his entire self was abnegated, and he was able to unite with God in a complete unity, then he alighted to a higher level. Hashem appeared to him in the modality of an actual vision, Ri'yas ha'etzem de'elokus, actually seeing the essence of God. Before we go to Hey, it's like the Rebbe is saying that in order to be nisbatel, in order to be fully abnegated and become one with God, first you actually have to become a metzias. First you have to become an existence. And how do you really become a metzias? When God throws you that rope, as it were, when God sends you that mitzvah, that way to raise yourself up high, because like he says, you can't get higher than yourself by pulling at your own hair. It's not going to happen. And if you have a Hayyamim handy, you could find it. But if you don't, I'll just read. Just a few days ago, Ches Cheshvan in Hayyamim, the Rebbe writes, the word mitzvah is related to the word safta, meaning connection. A person who performs a mitzvah forges a connection with the essence of God, with the one who gives that command. And this is the meaning of the teaching of the sages, that the reward for a mitzvah is a mitzvah. The reward for a mitzvah is the connection it makes with God's essence. And by way of analogy, a simple person feels innately humble, utterly insignificant before the wisdom and greatness of a sage. Similarly, from the sage's perspective, he hardly considers a simple person a human being. Not that he belittles him or rejects him, heaven forbid. That would be an undesirable quality. Rather, it appears to him that he has no connection or relationship with him at all. However, when the sage tells a simple person to do something for him, so imagine somebody bumps into Albert Einstein in the hallway and he says to him, please, are you wearing a watch? Do you have the time? That command establishes the identity of the simple person. Now he becomes a Matthias. First of all, it makes him feel significant, for he can fulfill the sage's command, and he was the one to whom the sage commanded to do something. Likewise, he becomes significant in the eyes of the sage, who speaks to him and gives him the command. Moreover, the command unites the prominent and lofty sage with the simplest of people. And the analog is self-explanatory. So through doing a mitzvah, we esh become, that's when we become a metzias. And when we become a metzias, then we could talk about becoming butl before Hashem, about self-abnegating through unifying ourselves completely with God. It reminds me of Golda Meir was once said to say, don't be so humble, you're not so great. So, first you have to become something in order to humble yourself. We only become something through the command. Hey, ma legaboa zu shal ri'yas hamachus, she'elea magim al yidei bris mila. So this exalted level of seeing the essence of God that is only attainable through bris mila. But bris mila here is a placeholder for really any mitzvah. Efsharit rak b'vnei Yisrael. This is only possible through the children of Israel, through b'nei Yisrael. Ki lehem davka nisan hakayach lis'alos l'darga zu al yidei havodat Torah mitzvos b'chlal. Because it is only to the Jews that it was given the possibility, the strength to rise to this level through the avodah of Torah mitzvos, generally speaking. U mitzvos mila b'frat, and specifically the mitzvah of mila. Asher lachem, therefore, lahem dafka nitna haTorah. Therefore, we were given the Torah. Limrais ta'anasam hamalachim. Although the malachim very famously, and this is one of the most spectacular sichas, I think, is about the time of the malachim when Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. The malachim says, "What are you doing? T'na ha'itcha l'shamayim. Cast your glory on the heavens. Why do you want to give it to people?" Ki dafka mishum sheyitzahara yesh b'chem. It's specifically because we have a yitzahara. The angels were saying, don't give it to them. They have a yitzahara. They're going to, you know, orthodox and conserve and reform and reconstruct your Torah. Don't give it to them. But it's dafka because we have a yitzahara. And that we went down to Mitzrayim. And it's not just that we were Mitzrayim at once. We're always in Mitzrayim Mugvulim. We're always in constraints and confinements. But all of this is refined and purified and elevated through the avodah of the Jews in Torah mitzvos. Therefore, we are able to transcend ourselves and come to this level of re'iyah, of vayira Hashem la'avra. Masha'ekin ha'malachim. But in contradistinction, the angels, af she'ish lahem bitul gomer la'Hashem. So on the one hand, they are completely abnegated to Hashem. That really, angels are, like we say in davening, srafim v'ifane ha'kodesh. They are exalted celestial animals. They're pets. They're robots. They have no will of their own. So by default, they are completely abnegated to Hashem. And therefore their service is very exalted, because they cannot turn against their creator. They cannot step out of line. They cannot color out of line. But by the same token, they are unable to reach higher than the source of creation. Angels too are creations. And yes, they're celestial and they bask in the rays of godliness, but they cannot unite with God. And therefore they cannot rise above the source of creation. Ba'al pizeh yesh leva'er hatam shegilui ba'ofen d'vayir l'avram lo yachal l'avar l'fnei kiyumai mitzvah mila mitzvah tanas ha'malachim. So now we're circling back and now we're in a position where we're able to understand that whole enigmatic passage in the Zohar about Hashem not being able to communicate with Avram, only doing so through Machzeh in order not to ruffle the feathers of the angels. And the Rebbe said, why should this be contingent on the angels? If Avram Avinu is deserving, he should get the higher level. If he's not deserving, he shouldn't. And what's this got to do with the angels? But the Rebbe explains, now that we understand the difference between Levanim and Avonim, now that we understand the difference between Machazeh and Vayera, now that we understand the difference between Lashon HaKodesh and Targum, Ein HaKavona Bazeh Shechshash Kitruk Shalom Malachim Ha'isa Sibat Stodis She'ikva HaGilei Hazeh. It's not the pshat of the Zohar that the fact that the Malachim might be upset and they might get agitated and they might make a kitruk and they might say, this is not fear that you're speaking to an uncircumcised person, that this is like some kind of side thing. Ella shekitruk hamalachim, the whole idea that the malachim should be able to point to this at all, hu hamachriya she'ein avram adayin ro'il azeh. The whole construct of angels, the whole paradigm of angels, the whole thing of angels points out that as exalted as Avraham Avinu was at that point, he was still not royu. He was not deserving. He was not ready. He wasn't a keli for this higher level. Me'acha shekodem himulai, because before he was circumcised, al af kol avedasa v'ilu b'kodesh v'isbat lusay lelukos, notwithstanding all of his great avodah and all of his holy and exalted self-abnegation to God, but still, loy yatza migeder nivra. He had not yet exited the parameters of a creation. Imkein dargasei hi bedugmas dargas hamalachim. And therefore, his level was exactly the level of the malachim. Just like the angels are unable to transcend the construct of creation. And therefore, like them, אי אפשר לוי לקבל גילוי אלוקוס זה שהוא בבחינס ויירה. And therefore, he is unable, he is not a receptacle for receiving this exalted level of godliness that is the modality of ויירה. I want to go back to a footnote if we have time, but I want to finish because I came on late and I don't know what happened today. I really, really tried. I did everything I do every other week, but it wasn't going. But thank you, Tzipa, for sending me that link that finally allowed me to get in. And thank you, everybody else who was trying. Vav, al pi kol hanal. So in accordance with everything we said above, yuva mashabez haparshes chalukes. Now we're in a position to understand why Lech Lecha and Vayera are not just one long parsha. Okay, the Rebbe's thesis, the working thesis here and in so many other sichas, is that the way that the parshas are divided is very, very specific and tells us about its content. The name tells us about its content. And he brings down in a footnote that I wanted to do, but at the very beginning of the, you know what, let's go back very, very quickly, if you could, to footnote 4. The Rebbe brings down a Gemara in Gemara Tainis and a Gemara Megillah. Al derech hamuvan b'maimar zal, in accordance with what our sages taught us in those two Gemaras, that kol psuka delay piske Moshe anan loy paskinin li. If Moshe didn't construct a pasuk in a certain way, if he doesn't stop in a certain place, we don't stop. In other words, we don't change the psukim from how Moshe created them. Shemekivan shalay nifzaku b'tayr harizem mayer shakol in yanei pasuk echad shayachim biyachad. Because if they weren't stopped when Moshe Rabbeinu presented the Torah, then it means that everything in that pasuk is one inyan. And the Rebbe says in like fashion about parshias. So now in Se'ivav, going back to Se'ivav, the Rebbe says we're in a position to understand why the narrative concerning one person, Avraham Avinu, and one life and one trajectory should be subdivided into two. And furthermore, umasha achas nikra b'shem lech lecha. One is called lech lecha, v'ashen is b'shem vayera, and the second is called vayera. Ve'ech shebazem merumas beiz hadarga shel Avraham Avinu hanal. And how in the names themselves is alluded to the two different categories or levels of Avraham Avinu's life. Lech lecha in yanei shehu helech v'yetze megidrei hakadum. Lech lecha is all about going forth and leaving your previous categories. U'b'chol ha'pratim v'yifanim, in all of the iterations, in all of the details, in all of the modalities. Kimeforish b'kasu, as it says in the pasuk, the first pasuk, Lech lecha me'artzecha, me'ladetecha, me'beis havicha. The Rebbe famously says this means to leave your nature, leave your nurture, and leave your cognitive development. Shekailalim kol ha'pratim b'inin ha'yetziyah me'hagvulas v'aliyosav l'mala b'dargas bitula l'Hashem. And this includes all the details in this service of leaving the parameters, the gvulim, the borders, and the different levels in his going upwards, higher and higher in abnegation to Hashem. Omnam, but still in all, kol hamadregas, all of these many, many madregas, all these many, many levels, kulan hein adayim bechinas halicha. They are all still on the level of halicha, going forth. It's misuderes, milmata lemaila. There's an order. It's ordered from below to above. There's a trajectory going higher and higher in elevation. Okay, mefurat, like it's diversified and stratified in the pasuk itself. Me'artzecha, me'maladetcha, me'beis havicha. And all of this is lech.
The other thing is that we're going to have we have some really significant.
We need somebody to mute themselves, please. Thank you. But all of this is lech. It's all still about going to yourself. It's all about, even as Hashem was saying to Avraham Avinu, leave everything that is comfortable. Leave everything that was your default. Leave everything that you know. and everything that you've accomplished, it was still licha. It was still within the confines of Avraham Avinu. It was still lisharshcha, to your source. Halicha va'aliya she'ena lemala mikol gidrehu. It's a aliyah and it's a halicha, but it's not higher than convention. It's not higher than the orthodoxies of creation. Because no matter how hard he tried, and no matter how high he went, he still was unable to transcend the source of creation. But the Parsha Vayera, the name Vayera connotes that this speaks about seeing the essence of God. And this comes only through uniting with the Creator in a complete unity. And this is only possible for Avraham Avinu. This came when he kept the mitzvah of Mila. For all of us, it comes. Every mitzvah is this opportunity to rise above ourselves. Zayin Maisa of a similar banim. Okay, so very, very famously, we have this idea that whatever happened to the Abbas is a sign for what would happen to us, generally speaking, in history as a nation, and more personally for each one of us in our own lives. Hari move on, so it's understood that there is a lesson here for each one of us. Ubifrat, and specifically, and especially because the mitzvah that we happen to be, that's kind of the segue, that's kind of the jumping point, is mitzvah smila, which the Rambam writes about this, that each person is circumcised like Avraham Avinu was circumcised. And if you learned last week's sicha, then the Rebbe explained how each person, when they get circumcised, it's mamish like Avraham Avinu is being circumcised, which is why in the bracha we say that we're entering into the covenant of Avraham Avinu, not entering into the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but kishim shenichnas that's what we say. So, kimoy Avraham, just like Avraham, shebechal halichos avaliyos avadayin lehigia l'shleimus avoda, just like Avraham, no matter what he did in all of his going forth and in all of his rising upward, he still didn't reach the completion of his avoda. Ad shekiyam mitzvos mila. None of this came to a crescendo until he did the mitzvah of Mila. And then he was able to have Hashem reveal himself on the level of Vayera. In like fashion, each one of us has to know, that we cannot be satisfied and we cannot stop, even if we feel that our spiritual service is very high. But we have to constantly be going higher and higher. Until we reach a true and complete abnegation of the self. Because even when you reach the level of seeing God, this higher level, even though you think you've reached the level of Re'iyah, it could still be that you're really only in the level of Machazeh, that you're being held back by yourself. And this is still not the completion of the Avoda. And therefore, one has to constantly add in one's spiritual service. In Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz Alva Shalom, in his book Teshuva, he writes about Teshuva is an ongoing process, that Teshuva ipso facto means constantly not having arrived. And he writes that if you feel like you've arrived, you definitely not arrived. On the other hand, take heart. The Rebbe is saying your work is never going to be finished on the one hand. On the other hand, he says, take heart. Yesh nehaftacha. We have a promise. Kishe yavoid avidasai ad mokim she yodai magas. That when we will do all that we can, when we will do our Aveda to the extent that our hand is able to reach, okay? If we will do all that we can, then we will be granted from above also the higher level of revelation, ad letachlus hashlemus, until the highest of all, vayera, re'ia belakus, seeing God clearly, bismaklaria hameira, seeing God with the illuminated and complete and clear and unvarnished essence of being able to see Hashem. And I imagine that this comes about through the Geula Shlema, and may it be immediately now. So again, I do apologize about the hiccups this morning. We're going to try to find out what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again. I hope that everybody has a wonderful, wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. So beautiful. Cold. Everyone have a good week.